Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour featuring, on most occasions, it features Evangelist Patricia Benneman and her co-founder, Glory United Church, United Ministries, Dr. Gregory Scott. Glad you're on the call. Glad you're listening to the archives. And we have a special surprise for you today. And let's go back to Shirley Caesar, who's telling you that you are next in line for a miracle today. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy.
Across the front of the church, walk down the aisle. I come tonight to tell you, you're next in line for a miracle. I don't care what the devil is saying. You're next in line right now.
Your breakthrough, your breakthrough.
Yes, yes, you're next in line for a miracle. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and I have a special surprise for you today, and that surprise is that the evangelist cannot be with us today, but she has given us a special treat by referring to her and bringing in her very good friend, a woman who's been, along with the evangelist, instrumental in mentoring me and giving me prophecies along the way to help me understand the miracle and message of Jesus Christ. And I just want to say welcome, 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 Pastor Marva Henry, all the way from Chicago. How are you today?
I'm blessed, Dr. Scott. How about yourself?
I'm fine, and I am just so delighted that you consented to join us on this show and to share not only with me, but to the many listeners who hear this show now. A lot of people, because they're at work, are not able to dial in. But guess what? They actually go to the computer when they get home, and we usually have 200 or 300 people who listen to the show later on, listen to the service later on. I've been instructed by the evangelist not to call it a show, not to call it a program, to listen to the service. So she says, if we're on, it is now a service. It started with a song by Shirley Caesar, and I know that you probably have heard that song and delivered miracles many, 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 many times. So if you had a few words you wanted to share with people before we played another song, then let me hear what words of wisdom you have for our listeners. It can be about miracles, the mind, body, and soul, wherever you want to go there. Pastor?
Well, Dr. Scott, as I was sitting here listening to Sister Shirley singing that song, you're next in line for a miracle. You know, my mind went back to the book of Acts, the third chapter there, and how we all know the story about how Peter and John was it was a prayer hour, and they were going on their way to the temple to go and render prayer to the Lord. And when they were getting ready to do that, the Bible said they was on their way, and they came up against a gate called Beautiful. And when he came up against it, there was a man, that this man was crippled. And the man had someone to lift him and take him to the gate called Beautiful. And when he got there, you know, that's the place that he would go and he would beg alms and he would ask for this and ask for that. But see, y'all heard Shirley Caesar say, you're next in line for a miracle. That young man didn't know he was next in line for a miracle. Amen. He went there to beg for something, but he didn't know that God was setting him up to give
yes.
him a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
God was setting him up, doctor, for a miracle. And then when he got there, the Bible said he started begging, but he saw Peter and John. And then he began to beg Peter and John. But then Peter said to him, he told him, look on us. And when he told the man to look on us, the man turned and he began to look on Peter and John. And when he began to look up on them, Peter and John had his attention. See, when God wants to give miracles, he needs to have our attention. He needs to have our undivided attention. So this man knew he was begging for something, but he had in his heart that reason he began to look upon him is because he was looking to, he was expecting for them to give him something. But he don't know that God had set him up because he was next in line for a miracle. And look, as he began to look up on Peter and John, he began to gauge them down and stare them in their eyes. And then Peter said to them, silver and gold, we don't have. I don't have no silver or gold. But such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, after he said that, the strength began to come in the man's ankles. And after he's coming, his legs and his ankles, the man jumped up. And when he jumped up, see, he was looking to receive some people of God. He was looking to receive some, but he wanted money so he can go and do what he had to do with it. But he didn't know that God was setting him up for a miracle. He didn't know that God, he was next in line for that miracle. And, oh, God, he was looking for something. Let me tell you something. He had great expectations. Because he was looking to receive something. People of God, we got, God wants our attention. And when he get our attention, then the Bible said, Mark 11:24, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, we got to believe it, be like this man. We got to believe it, receive it, and then we shall have it. So he had great expectation. But sometimes God has to come to us when there's not a whole lot going on. Because y'all know the story about Adam and Eve, don't you? You know, when Adam was in the Garden of Eden and how God didn't even come to talk to him until it was cool, the quietness of the day. Sometimes God needs us quiet and he wants us to pay close attention. He said, my son, pay close attention to my word. And when you pay close attention to that word, God will come in just like this man did, that crippled man. He looked on them like he said, never taking his eyes off. Because he was looking to receive something. He was in expectation that they were going to give him something. But he didn't know that there was a miracle waiting on him. People of God, God wants your attention. He wants your undivided attention. Because God can't talk to you when a lot of stuff is going on. And God wants to get you in that quiet place with him. So when you get in that quiet, because that man was begging. But look what happened when Peter told him, look at us. Look upon us. He put his mind on them. God wants you in a quiet place so he can come in and bless you. God said you are next in line for your miracle. And your miracle is not far away. God said your miracle is right around the corner. He said, look up, look up. Look up and grab it. He said, reach up and grab it because it's right there. God said, whatever it is that you need from him on today. He said, I'm in the blessing. I'm in the business of giving blessings. I'm in the business of giving miracles. He said, and whatever that thing is that you're facing, that you're going through, he said, you are next in line for a miracle. I don't know how long I have, Dr. Scott, but I'm
Amen. That's very good. Very good. We're going to let you talk some more. Let you take a step back and take a deep breath. And while you're taking that breath, let me play just another song for you, which I think is right in line with what we're talking about right now. It's the Clark Sisters, Expect a Miracle.
Ah. Glory to God.
Let's see, let me bring them out of the... Here we go.
Oh,
Okay, let me get that microphone on. You know, I just want to say that your comments about God coming in the cool place, as you can imagine, are right on target. And I think the way life is going for so many people, they stay in a hot place. So much so that when miracles occur, they are not accepted or seen as such. And the problem also, I think, with miracles is that when people look at them, they forget that although the miracle is occurring, and it might even be dramatic, that the attention has to be on God. And awareness that they and God, or I should say that God is moving each of us to the point where we understand truly what Jesus said, that being that the kingdom of heaven is within. Periodically, sister, you have given me prophecies and allowed God to speak through you to me and help sharpen my awareness and wisdom. For that, I am truly grateful. And one of the things that has occurred for me down through the last few years is for me to be able to go in and get communications directly. And the communications I've gotten directly, I've largely gotten from archangels and ascended masters and so forth. And more recently, I took a dictation from God and Jesus, and that dictation said, it is now time for me to shift my attention away from God's intermediaries and to communicate and to hear the voice of God directly. And in so doing, then, can expect to be brought more fully into God's presence as such. And even though I have spiritual understanding and the aspects of myself that will move and work within various levels of heaven and other dimensions, God has asked that I would shift my attention from those other zones and focus solely on becoming wholly and completely filled with Spirit. And in that sense, and in connection with the emphasis on miracles, and even on this song, Expecting the Miracle, I think a lot of people spend their time focusing on whether or not the miracle occurs. And I remember one of my teachers, Darwin Gross, who wrote and said that a miracle is a change in consciousness. And in a book that I wrote, it took down, I should say, that was extended to the point to say that the miracle that occurs is to let us understand that material changes, the changes in the material world around us, can be brought on by the movement of consciousness, by the expansion of our awareness to the point that we understand there's no separation between us and God. There's no separation between us and Jesus, except the separations that we ourselves establish and hold on to. So a moment ago, Pastor, you asked me if you had any more time. You have all the time. Would you like to extend the conversation if we want to move in a slightly different direction?
Well, Doctor, I thank God for what I just heard. And as you were talking about how you have to be have a conscious change in order to receive miracle, and I begin to think about Romans 11 chapter, how Paul came and said, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. And he went to say, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But then he also said something, but be not confounded to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. So your mind has to be renewed. You got to have that godly conscience in order to receive a miracle from God. You have to be, like I said earlier, you have to be in that place of expectation. You got to believe that God is able. Didn't the Bible say, all you need lies in the glory? So he said, and what you need lies in the glory. So you have to come up hither to get what you want. So what we want and what we needed lies in the glory. So we got to get that mind that we can get there to receive what we want. So like I said earlier, you got to have to get in a quiet place. And when you get in that quiet place, God commune with you, you can commune with him. And then God said, whatever you ask of me, I'll do it. He said, well, He said in the book of John, he said, ask and it shall be given. And he, ask and it shall be given. I'm trying to remember the book. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Then he said something, the key word, for everyone that believes shall receive. So if you done got the, your mind have changed and you believe God, you got the change of heart and change of mind, when you ask him, he says, for those that ask me shall receive. So he said, for everyone that asks, they'll receive, but you first have to get that change of heart, that change of mind. Get in that place so you can receive. That's what I have to say on that, Doc.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right on to hear both the emphasis of the song and also what you're saying. And I think there's a point that a lot of folks don't really get. And the song that we just heard focuses on it. It says what? Expect a miracle. And the extension of what the comments you just made coming from John, the extension is that the attitude when the request is made can't be one of begging. It can't be one of demanding. It can't be one of petitioning. It has to be a pure and clear expectation. When you turn the water on in your bathtub, you expect the water to flow. When you reach into your freezer in your refrigerator, you expect the food to be cold. When you click on the light, you expect the light to come on. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's not cold. Sometimes the water doesn't run. But you expect it. And it is the expectation of the gifts of God that determine to a great extent the measure, quality, quantity, and frequency of the gifts which come. So why can't we, you and I, sister, and all those who are listening, why can't we live in a state of continuous expecting, continuing expectation? Now, let me tell you the difference between expected and expecting. Expected means it happened or was supposed to have happened. Expected, by definition, is in the past. He was expected. You expect him to show up at a moment. But listen. Expecting means continuously acknowledging and seeing and wanting and hearing and knowing that God is here now. So I would say that the challenge to expect a miracle is to live in a state of continuous expecting, knowing that every moment is miraculous, that everything that we see and hear is an aspect of God's love for us, that every moment is an opportunity for growth. Now, in that same book you just cited, John, which I was listening to it reading last night, John explained to people how important it is to live in the light, to be in the light. And to be in the light, one is in a continuous state of miraculous expectations. So what I'd like to do is, again, is just bridge to a song which the evangelist has asked me to play a number of times, and I think you will agree that this is completely consistent with our current conversation.
Ooh. 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 I'm calling for your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Distinguished Pastor, I'm wondering, let's pause for a moment. I'd like to offer a healing prayer for all those who happen to be listening or pulling the show up out of archives. And we can do this because the prayer is heard by Jesus and God, and they are continuously in now. So even if you don't hear this prayer until an hour, 2 days, or 3 days, God hears the prayer and will give you, if you have not already received it, its blessings. So let me just take a moment here. Let's shift. Put our attention on Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. Coming once before the altar, coming once before the throne, knowing that our lives and the lives of our friends and family are intertwined, and that what we know in Christianity is sin, and in other traditions known as karma, we know that Jesus has the power, with God's love and oversight, to lift and forgive all sins. We also know that each of us and that everyone needs to come to a point where they can accept not only the release of their sins, but also the joy, happiness, and life everlasting that's promised through these teachings, teachings of the gospel. We ask then, in Jesus' name, that any and all agreements that have been made by us or anyone else, any connections that have occurred, any negatives, any enemies, be they people we know, be they the devil himself or one of his minions, we ask now that all be completely removed from our lives and that life eternal, the kingdom of heaven, be granted to all those who are ready at this moment to receive that. These blessings and healings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Pastor Henry, I know that
yes.
Every evening you're on a prayer line, but we cannot go from this call without letting you share one of your prayers with us. So come on, Pastor, let's have it.
All right, Dr. Scott. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you told us over in the book of John, Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And then he said that we must come in the name of the Father. But we're supposed to come saying our Father, because we know that he's our Father on today. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is in the kingdom, and the power is in the glory. Forever. Amen. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you because we recognize today that you are our Father. We recognize who you are. We recognize, Father, that you are the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord thy God that will provide. And we thank you, Lord God, on today for being our provider, Lord. Now, God, we pray, Father, that you will open doors, Father God. Extend these miracles, Lord God, unto us on today. Father God, we want to do a shifting in the atmosphere, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Father, for all you're doing and all you're about to do. Father God, I pray for each and every one, Father God, that's standing in need right now, standing in need of prayer on today, standing in need for a miracle. God, you told me in the word, if I touch and agree with them. So I touch and agree right now. Where there are two or three gathered in your name, there you will be in the midst, and we are touching and agreeing on the same thing. So I touch right now. Now, and agree with them, Lord, that that miracle will be done, Father God. The Lord God, that you will send the healing to the one that need healing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and deliver to those that need to be delivered, God, if it's financial, whatever it is, Father. I pray and I touch and agree with them, and I declare that it is so. And I know you said many other afflictions, but you said you promised to see them all. And then it was all. Then you also said, no weapon has been formed shall ever prosper. So, Lord God, we declare and we know that it will not prosper. No matter what the enemy brings, it will not prosper. But, God, we want to thank you for working miracles. We want to thank you for being a healer, deliverer, and a provider. That's what King, they call you that in King. Jehovah, the Lord thy God that will provide. So we thank you for being our provider today, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank you and praise you. God bless everyone.
Give you a little testimony here.
Okay.
Once I was sitting having breakfast with a friend, and a guy came by me and he says, "Dr. Scott, what have you been doing lately?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Every time I look up, I'm looking in the newspaper to see what you've been doing. Well, I want you to know, sister, somebody could say I was between me and God. They could say, well, look, when I met you, when you were 10 years old, you were a Baptist. And then I met you when you were 19, and you were an atheist. You decided you didn't believe in God. Said if God really existed, God would have to show up and show you. And then I met you, and you were a Unitarian. And I asked you, how did that happen? You said, well, God showed up, filled me with spirit. And I said, there's more to life than just what I can think. There's something I don't know about. But God still held it back from me and let me go some other ways. I went through the Rosicrucians. I spent 30 years of my life in Eckankar doing workshops organized around letting people have the experience with the person I considered the real living representative of God, not knowing at that point that I didn't need to depend on him, that I had my own way of making a connection. It could happen. And then I went to a situation where another fellow claimed he represented God. And even in his company, I still had a few brief contacts, but God was bringing me along slowly. And then his archangels began to work with me directly. And I'm talking about the archangels right out of the Bible. They began to work with me directly and teach me and move me into different places in the inner world. But still, God had not decided to manifest himself fully and completely to me. And I just want to say, Thank God for the Church of God in Christ and the prophets, the prophetesses like yourself. Because, you know, Evangelist Bitterman, you and two or three of the people who are good friends of hers who are prophets have very lovingly given me messages and prophecies which allowed me to, for the first time, to see what my relationship is to be with God. So I was reading Acts and listening to it. You can hear it live on the internet. I was reading it, listening to it, and I've spent my whole life creating situations where people have direct experience with particular, whether they're roles, whether they're workshops, direct experience. My whole life has been organized around direct experience. So much so that for the last 10 years, I was, quote unquote, the universal healer. I even have a book by that name. And I want you to know the experiences that people have had, even in that context, were miraculous. One woman was in a situation where she couldn't understand why she was so sad. And I had an opportunity to see her inwardly, as you folks say, travel all the way back to God, where God took all that sadness and then let her see how her life was completely different. And she experienced that entire change in less than half an hour. I'm telling you, I have seen miracles and experienced miracles, and all of them have been related to people having positive healing experiences. But what I don't understand about me is why it has taken me so long, and thank God for you, and for Sister Pat, and for the other friends she has, Bishop Davis, and also Prophetess Weatherly up there in Pennsylvania, that all of you have very gently given me God's word that have directed my feet on the path. And I just do not understand why it has taken me so long to sit down and understand the entire path of miracles that the apostles, led by Jesus, anointed by Jesus, the miracles through which they went and which they delivered. I just don't understand why it's taking me that long. Now, here I'm a college, I've taught college for 10, 15 years and would stand up, give kids, students, textbooks, and ask them to imagine and understand and put themselves in situations. And I just want to tell you that reading Acts and reading about the miracles that Jesus performed in terms of healing thousands in whole regions, reading about the miracles and understanding as if I'm there, the miracles that Peter and the rest of the apostles performed, understanding the pain and suffering, not only Jesus went through, but the many floggings they took because of their devotion, understanding it as if it were my own. I thank God that I finally come to my senses by ignoring the nonsense of all the stuff I've been involved with up to now. There's no question in my mind that Jesus is real, the Holy Ghost is real, and that there's no question that God is real, and that all the promises that have been given people down through the ages are immediately available. Now, what I want to do is there's a song that was one of my mother's favorite that I have here, and I want to see if I can find it in the list. I just had it up here and started waving my hands around. And so let me let you, while I'm looking for this song, I'm wondering if you could give me some comments there, sister.
Yes, Dr. Scott. But there's the Bible even told us, when you were saying you was wondering how it was taking so long for you to get it. But there's the Bible say there's a season for everything. And while you was going through those channels, you was picking up on stuff, picking up on different things. But it wasn't the time. It wasn't your time. This is your season, and this is your time. I always tell people things don't happen by accident. There's a time and a season for all things. And this is your time. It was time for you to meet Pastor Henry, which is myself. It's a time for you to meet Minister Benjamin. That this is the season. It's time. This was your time that you meet Dr. Wellesley. And then each one of us had a part in ministering things in your life. So the Bible said there's a time and a season for all things. And Dr., it's just your time. It's just your time.
Well, you know what? And here's a song I found it that was one of my mother's favorites. So if you hear me sniffling a little bit while it plays, that's because it means a lot.
Here's my prayer that this song will bless you. Somebody that's viewing this service. Blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a boy. Glory divine, oh, I'm an absolute salvation, yes. I've been purchased by God. I don't know who I'm singing this to. I'm born of His Spirit, His Spirit, yeah. And I'm just washed in His blood, hallelujah. This is my
amen, amen. That's Shirley Caesar. Can bring it, can she not? Yes, she can. She really preaches, and she sings in a wonderful way. Just the anointing that is here is so wonderful. Now, I just want to share also with you, Pastor, that what God has given me. Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, I just wanted to share with you, Pastor, that what God has said to me is, He said, I want you to forget everything that you think you knew. I want you to forget everything that you thought you were able to do. I want you to understand that the power that flows through you and through the healing is my power. But it is nothing about you. As a matter of fact, my friend, who I see, she just come on the line, Evangelist Benefit Meneman, said, you just got to let Gregory go. You got to let that go. You got to let that go and let God and the power of the anointing that you and she and Sister Weatherly and Bishop Davis, the power of anointing that you have shared with me has reduced all that I thought I knew to nothing but ashes. It's nothing but ashes at your feet, and I stand with you, brothers and sisters, before the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now let's see if the evangelist who just checked in has a parting word to say to us. Hello, evangelist. Welcome to your show. I want you to know that you have not only Bishop Scott, but you also have the divine, your divine sister, Marva Henry, on the line. Do you have any words that you can share with us?
Well, I'd like to say good afternoon. I'm so sorry I just woke up. But to God be the glory. The part that I heard, I'm pleased to know that you have, in other words, let go and let God have his way in your life. And we have to reduce self so that God can increase in that. That's good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. I'm glad for your new and closer and greater walk with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just thank God. Happy to hear that Pastor Henry is aboard ship today. God bless you, Pastor. I'm sleep. Oh, bless his name. Thank God my phone rang, and when I hung up, I said, oh, I got a minute or two. Let me just get on board here. I hope everything has gone well today. I'd like to give a shout out to everyone who may be listening. Let you know that Jesus is real and he loves you, and you can't do anything about it because he is God. He said, I made you, I created you, and everything that I made, he said it was good. Even the snake, he said it was good. So we thank God for Jesus, who laid the foundation, and he opened up the way. So when you find the way, walk therein. I have no clue as to what you all talked about today. But I can just tell you that Jesus loves you, and no matter what it looks like, he's waiting and he's willing to help us, and Jesus will carry you through. I'm done. God bless you both.
Well, thank you. And once again, I'd like to say to those of you listening, you're listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour, featuring Evangelist Benjamin, and today her super substitute would be Pastor Prophetess Marva Henry, coming all the way from Chicago to help those of us who are in and around Dover put this program on. So I want to thank you, Pastor, for just refining enough time in your day to spend time with us and to share those great, wonderful spiritual insights. You know, whenever I talk to you, I just don't have enough time. You don't have enough time to share conversation about all the miracles, signs, and wonders that we have seen in this glorious God-filled and Jesus-filled world. So once again, thank you, Evangelist Benjamin, and all of your friends and fellow prophets for giving me the wisdom and inspiration to finally move into the state of awareness and beingness that God has ordained. So and just to close the show out, I think what I'm going to do is just remind everybody, if you want to have a session or chat with the evangelist or myself, Evangelist Benjamin or myself, and you can dial 1-855-765-4325. And those last four numbers, 4325, you can just punch in the dial pad, H-E-A-L, on this program. The service is brought to you by Glory United Ministries.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I
know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
And the actual recording time ran out, so we still have some time to talk. Everybody still there? Hello? Marva, are you still there? I guess it just cut us off.